Barry Friesen is the executive director of Clean Farms here in Alberta, and he joins us on the line for the Ag Show this afternoon. Barry, thank you very much for joining us. New plastic job. Well, I guess it's not a new program to collect 23-liter and smaller fertilizer and pesticide jugs, but there is something new that is associated with this program, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yes, we're changing our collection system, which means for our program has been in operation since 1989, so it's a major change that is happening. We're changing the locations, and this started. This has been in discussion for I've been here 13 years, and almost the same amount of time we've been sort of lobbied and discussed with municipalities across the province of Alberta about how best to collect these things. And effectively what they've done is they've asked us to move our collection sites from the municipal sites, where it has been done since 1989, to a retail collection model. And the retail collection model is where the farmers will be bringing back their empty containers over a period of time. We're transitioning this. This is the first year of transition, and so it's a quite a bit of a change after, you know, 30 some years of experience in another way. But it is the way of the future, because this is being done. It has been done in Saskatchewan since early 2000, I think 2001, and most of the rest of the country has it retail since it started.
Yeah, you mentioned the phasing in. From what I understand, it's like a 3-year period or trial period. I'm not sure which terminology I'm used, but using here. But the 3 years obviously is for, I'm guessing, input data and sort of structuring of the plan.
Yes, effectively, what we wanted to do is make sure that, you know, this year, only sites that had virtually zero collections, you know, very, very few, were going to be shut down immediately. So most of the locations, and in the Peace River of Alberta, there was I think about 11 municipalities that were collecting the jugs. But we already have 26 of the 30 retailers in the area that are collecting them now. So Farmer effectively has... They can go to their local site where they used to go, or they can go to their ag retail. We have it fully mapped out on our website at cleanfarms.ca. If there's any confusion, please go there. And as of the end of this year, there'll be 23 municipal sites collecting jugs. There was more than that. There'll be 23 municipal sites collecting jugs as of the end of this year. And three of them have closed this year. And by the end of next year, I think virtually all of them in the Peace River area will have closed. And we're fully documenting this all on our website so that farmers know where to go. And we're trying to provide signage at the collection sites about where to go and how to do it. There is an added bonus to this program in that we're also, for the last few years, have been collecting bulk containers at ag retail. So farmers are used to going there with their bulk containers, all the way up to 1,000-liter IBCs where they can take them back free of charge to their ag retailer. And we'll pick it up from there. And in addition, we're also collecting seed, pesticide, and inoculant bags. So these are everything from small paper, multi-walled paper bags that a lot of seed comes in, all the way up to 1,000 kilogram bags of seed. Those are they're commonly called super sacks, or the technical term is flexible intermediate bulk containers. And they also can go to those ag retailers. So it'll be a one-stop shop for the farmer.
It certainly sounds like a one-stop shop, as it were, Barry. You mentioned that a lot of people used transfer sites to take their recycling, especially of farm implements, to that particular site. Now you go to the retail. Is there, and why did the products, or why did the product containers need to be separated?
Well, we recycle these materials, and what the key here is, we you know, there's a couple reasons here. Is number one is the small jugs, they did contain chemical and they needed to be either triple rinsed or pressure rinsed before they are returned. That's very, very important for the health and safety of our environment, as well as the workers that have to handle these things. So really, I want to stress very, very importantly that they have to be rinsed before they come back. They need to be separated is because they're one type of plastic. It's a different type of plastic than the bulk container plastic. And to be able to properly recycle them, we need to keep them separate. Now, I said there's an added bonus with this new retail collection model is that we give out bags. So rather than have loose containers, we are giving out plastic bags, clear plastic bags that the farmers will be able to use. There's typically about 30 10-liter jugs will go in one bag. They tie them up. They can put them in their truck and take them to the retail site when it's convenient to them.
You mentioned 23 sites by the end of this year are going to be in, I guess, circulation, for lack of a better term here, Barry.
Yes.
But is there a possibility that either during that three-year phase period or even beyond that, do you think expansion of these sites and expansion of these retail collection sites is in the cards?
The expansion of the sites, not likely. These are probably the... This is a cost center to the retail locations. They don't get paid for it. They're doing this as part of their good stewardship programming. So, and they do realize they don't make money on this at all. We don't pay them, and they're doing it as part of their commitment to stewardship and taking these materials back. And our commitment is to take it off their hands. We pay contractors to pick it up and manage these materials. So it's really, really important that they provide this service. But that will probably be, maybe, and I never say never, but maybe it for the type of materials they get back, because there's new programs also coming on. Municipalities will be collecting some, there are some already that are collecting things like grain bags that we collect for recycling, and there's other materials as well that they may go back to set up proper sites at the municipal locations, and in some cases, retail locations for these other materials. But I think the operative thing here is that Canada and the world has a plastic problem, and one of the key solutions is to properly collect these plastics and recycle them into new plastic products. And so that's a kind of an exciting thing to have happen, and that is part of the overall change that is happening. So taking the containers out of the municipal hands and giving it to the retailers gives them opportunity to perhaps collect other things like grain bags and twine and other things that may come as things grow and we develop more programs. I should say that there's one other really good benefit to the whole programming is that we don't just collect these materials and ship them overseas or anything. They're all being recycled locally. And in fact, grain bags are actually the ones we collect are going to Bashaw, Alberta, where there's a plant up there, Polyag Recycling, that recycles it into new plastic pellets. And then those pellets are being shipped to Edmonton to a company called Berry Global, and they're making new ag products out of it. So they make grain bags. And so we now have what we call a circular economy. We're making new products out of the old products. So it's really, really exciting. And all of that economy and those jobs stay right within Alberta.
Yeah, there you go. And yes, I am very familiar with Bashaw. My wife is from East Central Alberta. So that's great for Bashaw to get involved with this. With the changes that have happened so far to this recycling program, have you received feedback from it? And if so, how has it been?
It's been really good. It's generally, it is positive. There are, as you can imagine, whenever there's changes, there's some challenges. People, I didn't get the memo, or I didn't read it, or I ignored it, and whatnot, and so they show up to a site and find that it's closed, and there are some of those things that are happening. What we're trying to do is be as responsive as possible. We have all kinds of avenues. They can call us on our hotline. They can go to email us at info@cleanfarms.ca. And and or the, you know, they can various levels. They talk to their municipalities about this, and we love to hear their feedback, particularly if it's positive. But even if it's if there's incorrect information, one of the big challenges, particularly in rural Canada, is getting the site location, because a lot of these places don't have a proper address, and so making sure that we have the right location on our maps at all times so that people know where to go. The good thing is that, you know, they're not going every day. They remember when they've got been there, and they come back the same place every year. So it's so we're the feedback, as you said, is generally positive. I think people buy into the fact that we need to protect our environment. Farmers know that they need to protect their land and leave it in as good or better condition than when they started it. And so generally, it's a good thing. It's just that initial change that has to happen. And sometimes change is hard, but we know that Albertan farmers are up to it.
Barry, appearing into the crystal ball, as it were, I know this is a relatively new sort of aspect to the program, but can this aspect, even in the phase-in period over the next 3 years, can it go?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's Alberta is one of the last provinces to have this transition. Saskatchewan did it, like I say, 21 years ago. And the rest of the country, they literally started at the program at retail when they began it. Watch out for more, because farmers are looking for more solutions for a lot of these products. These plastics are great, and they help farmers for storage, for protection of their product. But at the end of the day, we need to manage it properly at the end of its life. And there's so everybody plays a part in this management, and we're quite confident that it will go. In fact, you know, it's happening all over the world, and we're not alone. Sometimes it seems like we're alone when we start these things out, but, you know, we have great results. You know, the small container program has almost 80% recovery rate, and for a virtually voluntary program, that's almost unheard of in recycling, to have a voluntary program with an 80% recovery rate. So 8 of every 10 containers that goes out comes back into our program. What happens to the other 20%? We're not quite sure. We know most of it gets buried. Sometimes, unfortunately, it may get burned, but that shouldn't happen, and we really need to get every last one of them, because this is really important to our environment and our economy.
You said that Alberta is the last one of the last provinces to get involved in this type of program. How has, if you have, how has the collaboration been with other jurisdictions?
Oh, it's been great. Alberta has been one of the first, actually, to get involved. It's just, they're just one of the last to transition to retail collections for the small jugs. But no, Alberta was one of the first to actually started. It just happened that is one of the last, and Manitoba is also in there, is transitioning to the retail model, but simply just for the jug program, and we're adding all these other new programs to it, so it's been very good.
Is it safe to say that Alberta, as far as their farm recycling is concerned, is Alberta clean and possibly getting even cleaner?
I think that's a great statement, and it is absolutely true. I've been around the world. I've seen many of these programs, from New Zealand to Ireland to Germany to France, and we are world class. And we have recovery rates that rival everybody else, and in many cases exceed others. But it doesn't mean we just stop. We can't just stop on our laurels there. We have to keep going, and there's more materials to collect. And so I think Alberta is very clean, and farmers just need the tools to do the job. They need these collection sites, and they need more collection sites for more materials, like bale wrap and twine and other things. So that is what's happening.
Barry Friesen is the Executive Director of Clean Farms here in Alberta, and he joins us for the Ag Show today. Barry, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.